Column two, what's the cause of the fear? Much like Joe said, we're not going to attempt to psychoanalyze ourselves. Most fears that we have, there's a good reason behind it. For instance, it says at the column two, at the head of column two, what are they going to do to me? Am I perhaps going to jail? Am I going to lose something of material value? Am I going to lose face? Will it result in divorce? Will it destroy a personal relationship? Might I lose my job, etc.? Every fear we've got, there's going to be some root cause behind it. I find in my own particular case, most of my fears are usually centered around one of three different things. I'm usually scared to death I'm not going to get something I want. I'm scared to death I'm going to lose something I've already got. Or I've done something I shouldn't have done, and I'm scared to death what they're going to do when they find out about it. Nearly all my fears come from those particular kind of things. Column two, I just list the cause of the fear. If I can't determine the cause, I just put unknown or I don't know. Column three, which part of self is affected? Just like with resentments, I can't experience a fear unless there's a threat to one of my basic instincts of life. If you threaten my social instinct in any way, my personal relationships, my self-esteem, etc., it's going to create fear. If you threaten my security, it's going to create fear. If you threaten my sex life, it's going to create fear. And once again, as I go down and fill out column three, I begin to see for the first time in my life where fear really does come from. I always thought it was another one of those feelings, just like anger was, it flitted through your head, you could do nothing about it. But as I begin to fill out that third column, I see that fear is a reaction to a threat to one of the basic instincts of life. And just like with resentments, if my relationship with God is right, if my basic instincts are under control, you can say or do about anything you want to me, and I'm not going to experience fear. But you can bet your boots, if my relationship with God's not right, if my basic instincts are out of control, about everything you say to me and do to me, it's going to create fear in me. So we do the same thing there that we did with resentments, just exactly like that. Column four. What did I do? Just like with resentments. What did I do, if anything, to set the ball rolling and set in motion trains of circumstances which have led to my being in a position to have the fear? And I'm going to find in many, many cases, I've made decisions based on self, which later puts me in a position to have to experience that fear. Same way I had with resentments. So I look to see the part that I play in each one of those fears. Column five. Which character defect is involved? And if I wasn't so selfish, I wouldn't have to be worried about losing what I've already got or not getting what I want. If I wasn't so dishonest, I wouldn't be lying and cheating and stealing and have to worry about what are they going to do whenever they catch me. If I wasn't such a selfish, self-seeking, frightened individual in the first place, I wouldn't have to experience so much fear. If I was more considerate of other human beings, more concerned with what they need and what they want, than I am with what I need and what I want, I wouldn't have to experience so much fear. But just like with resentments, if I stay selfish, if I stay dishonest, self-seeking, frightened, and inconsiderate, I'm going to keep right on experiencing the same old fears. They're going to block me off from God. And sooner or later, I'm going to end up drunk over them, just like I did with resentments. So we treat this just exactly the same way as we did with our resentment sheets. It's a very simple thing to do. Nothing complicated about it at all. Now, if you think resentments look stupid on paper, wait till you get your fears down on paper. They look good in your head. But you get them down on paper, and they look double, double, double dumb. You know, they really do. And when we see the stupidity behind those things, and we'll never see it till we get it on paper and fill this sheet out. When we see the stupidity behind those things, about 95% of those fears are going to disappear automatically, just like 95% of the resentments disappeared. But there's probably going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that have been embedded in our minds so deeply that we're going to have a little help in order to get rid of those. We now come to the second prayer in step four in the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous, Joe. The
book said on page 68, well, perhaps there's a better way. So we think so. For we're now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. See, prior to this third step in my life, I didn't have any God in my life. I depended on me. I was self-reliant, and that failed me. But now I'm on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying on God. We trust our infinite God rather than our finite selves. We're in the world to play the role He assigns. Just to the extent that we do as we think He would have us and humbly rely on Him, does He enable us to match calamity with serenity. Now, we never apologize to anyone for depending upon our Creator. We can laugh at those who think that spirituality is the way of weakness. Paradoxically, it's the way of strength. The verdict of the ages is that faith means courage. All men of faith have courage. They trust their God. Now, we never apologize for God. Instead, we let Him demonstrate through us what He can do.
And here's the prayer.
We ask Him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what He would have us be. And at once, we commence to outgrow fear. You know, my sponsor, old Franklin, at the time told me, he said, Joe, the two most important things about prayer, absolutely the most important things. And he said, the first one is to start, and the second one is to continue. Most important. And as I look back over my life and when I first started praying, I can see that every time I have prayed about anything, I have changed just a minute little bit, hardly noticeable to anyone, including myself. And the next time I pray, there's another little fuzz of a change. And the next time I pray, another little bit of a change. And as time goes on, I have seen a major change in me. I am not what I used to be when I arrived at Alcoholics Anonymous. Believe me, I'm not. I have made a major change in my life, primarily through prayer.
You know, we hear always about the promises on page 83 and 84 in a big book. Hardly ever do you hear people talk about the promises spread throughout the entire book. I think this is one of the greatest promises anywhere in the book. We ask Him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what He would have us be. At once, we commence to outgrow that fear. So if you got one of those deeply embedded fears, if you can't get rid of it through filling out the inventory sheet and seeing how stupid it is, we turn to God and we ask God to remove that fear from us. Direct our attention to what He would have us be instead. And at once we commence to outgrow that fear. And just like with resentments, if we repeatedly pray for that, someday we're going to wake up and that fear is going to be gone. Now, if the fears are removed, if my file cabinet that I have over here in my head, if those fears are removed and emptied out, then once again, God's not going to allow another hole in my head. They're going to have to be replaced with something else. And the only thing that will replace them would be the opposite of the fear. Where my mind used to be filled with fear, now it's filled with a little faith and a little courage. And I can do many, many things that I was afraid to do before. And just as importantly, I could quit doing some things I was afraid to quit doing too. Absolutely amazing. In order to get the faith and courage, I didn't have to go to any other fellowships or read any other books. If God dwells within me, that's a part of my makeup. I just never could use it before. In order to live the kind of life I wanted to live, faith and courage had to be repressed to let me operate on the level that I wanted to operate on, and I was running on fear 100% of the time. But now that the fears are gone, then faith and courage can automatically come to the surface. And I find that part of my mind now, instead of being occupied with fear, it's occupied with faith and courage. Much less chance of drinking now than I was before I started the inventory process. A very positive happening. And you really can't understand it until you fill out the sheets and do this little bit of this inventory and you get the results, and then you'll know just exactly why you needed to do this fear thing. It really does work. Once again, we're in the process of doing step four. This is the fears part of it. Out in that fifth column, we see the exact nature of the wrong we're going to talk to another human being about. The fear is the thing that blocks me off from God, but what's the exact nature of it? And it's those old character defects behind it every time. Out in the fifth column, we see the character defects we're going to be willing to turn loose of in step six. In the fifth column, we see the shortcomings we're going to ask God to take away in step seven. And quite naturally, some of the names on column one will be people and institutions I've harmed. I'm scared to death what they're going to do whenever they catch me. And they'll come off of column one and be added to the sheet to be used later on for steps eight and nine. And one thing that really surprised me is I kept seeing some of the same names appearing on the fear sheet that I had on a resentment sheet. You know, I resented Barbara, and I feared Barbara. In fact, I'm still a little bit afraid of her today. If she ever finds out everything I was doing 34 years ago, she may file for divorce again. I resented the Internal Revenue Service, and I feared the Internal Revenue Service. I resented the police department, and I feared the police department. I was amazed that I'd never tied that together in my head, how closely those resentments and those fears relate to each other, and how many of the people I resent, I'm also scared to death of them. You'll never see that until you get it down on a sheet of paper and actually take a look at it.